Podium.
Yeah. This your first time here?
First time, oh yeah. All right. Everybody ready? Well, it's good to see you guys, of course. You know, there's a lot of people here. But, you know, obviously we've got a good test this week against a good football team. I know that they're 0-2 right now, but at the same time, I think that they've been playing good football. They've lost some close games, and we know that we're going into a stadium that historically is loud, and they bring a lot of energy. We're going to have to weather the storm early like we have in the past and play a sound, get back to playing a sound, fundamental football game in order to win.
Talk about how difficult your job gets without Adrian, how much more difficult it gets.
Well, you know, Adrian's a special player, but at the same time, we can't let that overshadow the fact that, you know, we've got other players here that can perform, and we can't let that be our sole identity that we've lost Adrian. And I don't know for how long, but at the same time, we have to still establish a run that's part of this offense and move forward.
Are you thinking more pressure on you and if not, how does it not put more pressure on you to produce?
Well, I think that I have to play within myself, play within the system, and you know, the coaches do a fabulous job like we have throughout this entire offseason of being able to utilize other guys. You know, we've got a lot of confidence in Matt Asiata and Jarek and those guys, and they've got to step up. And I revert back to my own, you know, example of when Tom went down in New England. You know, it was a great opportunity for me, and we were able to still perform and go out there, and we ended up the year 11-5, which nobody thought we could do. So at the same time, it's going to give other guys opportunities, and we've got to be able to step up.
Are you approaching it as if it could be a
long-term situation without Adrian?
You know what? I don't know the circumstances, to be completely honest with you. At the same time, all I know is that we don't have Adrian this week, you know, we'll prepare moving forward.
How important is it as a quarterback then to make sure this locker room is cohesive and together and kind of get the distractions, you know, out of the head?
It's a great question. I think that it's really important as we move forward that we do have a young impressionable team, and I think that the main thing is to try to block out the noise on the outside, because there's a lot of it going on right now, and you can't get too caught up in that. You have to focus on the task at hand, the job at hand, and learn the playbook, learn the new game plan for this week, and get ready for a good football team. Because I know one thing, the Saints aren't going to feel sorry for us when we go down there on Sunday. And it's part of being a professional, part of doing this job, is overcoming some adversity. And we faced some adversity, obviously, early this year.
How important is it for you to step up and have a solid game to avoid a full-fledged quarterback controversy?
Well, I think that it's always important for me to step up as a quarterback. You know, I've got to get back to what I've done all preseason and in the first game, is take care of the football first and foremost, and then at the same time, you know, we just have to get back to playing and get into some rhythm and play with some more tempo than what we did on Sunday.
What did you do in New England when you were given the reins after Tom got hurt to try to say, hey, we're going to be okay, don't worry, guys, kind of thing? Do you remember what you did to try to kind of win them over and say, we're going to be fine?
Well, I think part of it is just your preparation, going out there and performing, and then the guys start to trust and believe, and I think that that's what we all have to do. I mean, anytime you get an opportunity, if you can prove to those guys that you're accountable and you're ready to go, then I think then that takes care of itself, and that's where you start to build the trust with your teammates and with the coaching staff.
Did you try, is it normal, too, to make this a rallying cry? Like, hey, inside the locker room, we're all one when you have adversity like this, to say it's us against them kind of thing, forget about it?
Well, I think that's how you have to approach these things. It's all about us in that locker room, and those are the only people that really we can care about right now. And, you know, like I said, it's about supporting everybody and then being a professional, learning the game plan and getting ready to go.
You talked about taking care of the football.
Right.
You know, what happened last week? I don't know, one of them bounced off a receiver, but
right.
You know, what happened there?
You know what? I think that I just thought that obviously on one of the plays that I thought I could get an in cut in there, and the guy made it undercut the in cut, and that sometimes happens. Again, it's about just making sure that you're going through your reads and making sure that you don't try to force things when they're not there. It's better to take a sack than it is to throw an interception, obviously.
Would you find yourself being long-term being more careful without Adrian, knowing that the margin for error is less?
You know, I don't think so. You still have to go out there and play the game, you know, and you can't think about, you know, when you're taking a snap, the last thing I'm thinking about is whether or not Adrian's back there. You know, you still have to go through your reads and your progressions and what you're coached to do, and then make a decision based on that.
More from the game plan.
Saying we're not thinking about it while you're looking down the
right
field. Just, like, being more cautious with the game plan.
Right. And, you know, I don't know how that's going to impact our game plan as much, but at the same time, I know that we're a team that we have to establish the run, and we have to do those things in order to be a balanced offense.
Matt, what have you seen from Coach Zimmer in just the last few days, the way he's addressed the team, tried to say what he maybe needs to say to keep you guys focused on field?
Well, I think Coach Zimmer has done a tremendous job with the team, and you know, he speaks to his own adversities with his wife and some other things that obviously we all go through adversities in a football season, you know. And I think that it was a strong point that no matter what, you know, we're still going to go out there on Sunday. And as I said before, you know, the other teams, our opposition is not going to feel sorry for us when we get out there. So, you know, the one thing that we have to do is go out there and play good football.
Obviously, Cordero Patterson is going to come into focus here when you look at weapons and progression. Of, right. Are there a lot of things that you can do with him that we haven't even seen yet?
Well, I think he does a lot of stuff within our offense. You know, we put him in the backfield. He runs screen passes. He's obviously our starting X receiver. So it's one of those things that you're going to probably have to ask the coaching staff of how much more dynamic you can get in terms of utilizing one player.
We haven't seen a lot of him on the field, but how much, what have you seen from Jerick McKinnon kind of behind the scenes and in practice that lets you think he can kind of step up?
Well, he's done a tremendous job of just learning the offense, and then he's also shown explosiveness throughout the preseason, and he can run the ball. He does a great job of within pass protection and also getting out on pass routes. So he's a guy that is going to have to step up, and we're going to have to count on him, you know, to be a guy that plays a role as we move forward.
What does he still have to work on to be kind of more of a complete player?
Well, I think if you ask him, I mean, he'll probably tell you everything. You know, as a rookie, you're still learning each and every day, and you're trying to learn how to be a professional. You're trying to watch guys. You're trying to understand. And he hasn't got the same amount of reps maybe as, you know, some of these other guys. So every day is important for him, and the mental reps are just as important.
Matt, what have you – talk about what you've seen from Matt Asiata, especially in light of the couple good games he had last year, you
right.
know, that you won in December.
Well, I think Matt's done, you know, he's a guy that everybody loves in the locker room. You want to see a guy like that be successful because he works so hard. He's accountable. He comes to work with a great attitude each and every day. And like you said, he stepped up last year and he had a 3-touchdown game against Philadelphia. You saw a little bit of that last week of him being able to get out of the backfield and catch and run with the ball. And so he's a tremendous back, and we're excited to have him back there.
More is being made about just one completion, you know, beyond 10 yards. Uh-huh. What goes into that? I understand, you know, it's like 1 of 13 or whatever the stat is.
Right.
Is it the offense? What kind of explain what goes into that stat?
You know, I'm not really sure. At times, you know, sometimes they take away some of the deep threats, and sometimes we're trying to hit some of those crossing routes underneath and see if guys can catch and run and go from there.
First game being on the road.
The pass rush, I would imagine that the game plan wasn't to throw – you know, deep. It was kind of run
right.
and more shorter passes.
Well, we just had to control that rush. There was no doubt. We thought that Quinn was one of the best pass rushers that we would play all year. And so we wanted to utilize, I mean, really kind of slow things down there, especially being on the road. And then, and so with that, quick passes, especially with the way that they blitzed and everything like that, that we wanted to try to get the ball out of our hands quickly and not take big sacks and not take some risks.
Is
it harder to make those completions when you don't have the threat of Adrian?
You know, anytime you have man-to-man coverage, you know, it's one-on-one on the outside. And so those completions, you know, it's about one guy beating another guy a lot of times. And so with or without Adrian, we'll see how they play us come Sunday.
How about the dome and the noise in the Superdome? What can you tell us about that?
I've played there before, and it gets loud. And, you know, that crowd really gets into it. It'll be their first home game. And we know that going in, that's going to be a hostile environment, and so we talk about it all the time as a team. The main thing that we can do is we try to weather the storm early, and then at the same time we have to play good fundamental football. And like I said, it's taking care of the football, it's playing good defense, it's playing good special teams, and then giving yourself an opportunity to win at the end.
Matt, was there something specific that the Patriots do on defense, why Cordero wasn't, you know, getting the ball out of the backfield
or on end arounds or anything?
You know, I thought that they played a solid. Obviously, after the first series, they played a solid game, and they. You know, they just did a good job on the outside for the most part, and they did some things maybe that we didn't anticipate in terms of how they played and with their leverage and everything. And so we just have to find a way in order to make sideline adjustments and do those things and talk on the sideline with the receivers, myself, the coaching staff, and make adjustments.
All right, thanks,
guys.